Over the period of November 2nd to 5th, the Horticulture Building at Lansdowne Park transformed into a place for the arts to flourish. It was the home of the Noir Festival, a fine art festival created by Wall Candy Expos. This year's theme, The Day of the Dead, was curated in collaboration with the Mexican Embassy.
The Mexican community is growing more and more every year. And we have a lot of people from Mexico, especially in Toronto and Montreal. But in Ottawa, it's also growing.
That was Ingrid Berlanga, the cultural attaché of the Mexican Embassy. We also spoke to Andrea Alina, the event organizer.
I think there's something that's really apropos this evening, especially and with this theme that we are activating here, is a beautiful relationship between Canada and Mexico is both the monarch butterfly. Right, you have this creature that literally goes between Canada and Mexico and makes that journey, but it's also a really meaningful symbol in the Day of the Dead Festival.
The festival also featured many influential people in the Ottawa scene. We spoke to Marilo Moles, an influencer and one of the biggest sponsors, about her experience.
I am a big supporter for arts in the community, and for this particular event, I believe, you know, supporting our artists, culture, tradition is really important for the community to do. So I'm so thrilled to be here tonight.
Almost everyone in attendance had Sugar Skull makeup on to better participate in the festivities. We chatted with Marlene Rios, the face paint artist who I swear could not catch a break all night.
So my role today is to get all the people in the mood to have their faces painted at the Sugar Skull to join the party. Yeah, looks like everybody's having fun. I have more people to paint than I expected, which is very nice because everybody's enjoying the party, having their face painted, and that's awesome.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like these beautiful people that are here, beautiful costumes. They really honored the tradition, the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. They all came out with their own interpretation of it. And it's amazing to see the different cultures come together.
As the night continued, live music, folkloric dance, and food and drink from many of Ottawa's best restaurants found their place in people's conscience. A growing sense of comfort settled in the crowd as presenters explained the significance of the Day of the Dead with an altar dedicated to Mexican artist Frida Kahlo and Canadian artist Emily Carr. We asked some of the people we had met about their Day of the Dead experiences.
We go to the cemetery, we honor the dead, we bring what we call offerings. So it's anywhere from gifts and food and drinks. And we're at the cemetery all day with big flowers. People are dancing, people are singing. And it's a celebration of life.
Every year when I was living back in Mexico, we tried to go like to the cemetery to visit our grandfather on my father's side. So it's just like to gather with all the people, the loved ones, to try and spend the day with the loved ones that are coming to see us just for like the day.
That was Jessica, the owner of Chiqui Bakery in Ottawa and one of the vendors at the event. She had made pan de muertos for the event, a traditional bread eaten during the Day of the Dead festivities.
It's actually the first Mexican bakery here in Ottawa. And we sell, like as I mentioned, Mexican pastries, just like conchas or calvos. Or today we brought some pan de muerto.
Aside from the direct entertainment, the Noir Festival came with a good cause. Many of the artists featured at the festival donated pieces to be put up for silent auction, with 100% of those proceeds going towards supporting the Queensway Carleton Hospital.
So the funds tonight are going to our Building Space Between the Walls campaign. So just this past year, we needed to build more capacity inside our hospital to deal with the huge influx of patients coming through our emergency department, because frequently we have folks that are waiting on a stretcher in the hallway until they are admitted. So we converted an area in the hospital with bed bays so that we could see those patients faster and get them admitted.
That was Katie Barrett, a communication associate at the Queensway Carleton Hospital Foundation. With drinks flowing, oysters shucking, and music playing, the Noir Festival was one to remember. We'll be sure to be back next year. For CHUO, I'm Arya Gundy.